Soon after it was revealed in 2004 that DC's change in water treatment chemicals had triggered the leaching of lead in homes with lead service lines, the concern was intense. Lead is known to cause brain damage, especially in young children. In fact, in the early 1900s, lead pills were used to induce abortions.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control came into town and wrote a falsified report that literally claimed that not a single man, woman, or child in D.C. had any evidence that any of them had their blood lead elevated above CDC's level of concern. In other words, as one paper said, this is all much ado about nothing.
But civil engineering professor Mark Edwards of Virginia Tech says the effects were clear. His published research shows the number of late-term miscarriages in D.C. was abnormally high between the years 2000 and 2003, before it was known that water lead levels were spiking. And children drinking D.C. water were found to be four times more likely to have elevated blood lead levels.
In D.C., kids that got hurt, kids that had special needs, their families who are paying these extraordinary educational bills, now they got nothing because the federal government covered this problem up completely. Flint is getting, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars now to help these kids. D.C. kids got the shaft, their families got the shaft. They didn't even get an apology.
In our next report, the $20 solution. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.